Second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can also find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Lot of cool stuff. And, ooh, you ever seen a brown peacock? We're kind of obsessed with the peacock videos, but this time there's one with a color I've never seen. I didn't know they came in brown. Really amazing. And a little funny, Nathan, there's a really cute, if you go to our Facebook page, there's the funniest video, and I'd never seen anything like this. And Natasha, I was going to ask you about it, too. Now, keep scrolling down. I'll tell you when you get there. It's a working for a bird, a black bird. And there. Okay. Now, it looks, Natasha, it's on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. It looks like a young crow-type bird, magpie or something like that. Anyway, it's a young one, fledged, and he's chasing a crawling worm centipede-type creature. And he gets up to it, and then he just opens his mouth like he expects it to jump in his mouth. And the writing is that some babies get confused. They're so used to their parents putting food in their mouth, they don't know And so this bird is chasing this worm around and then just puts his mouth open. And it's like he's shocked because it doesn't get in.
Come in. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, can you see that going on, Natasha?
Yeah, I can.
All right. So now, does this happen often with birds? And will he figure it out eventually and figure out how to pick it up and eat it?
Yeah, he will. He's just a slower one.
He's not the sharpest knife in the bird drawer, huh?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So he will figure it out. But
okay, knowing that, then you can go watch this video and laugh, because it's just hysterical to see this bird expecting this worm to be stuffed down his throat by something magical other than him picking it up. It's just, isn't that classic? That's just so cute. Anyway,
it is.
So I post a lot of the goofy stuff as well as the gorgeous stuff. But then the peacock video is much more recent than that. That's at the top. And that's a good one. But this one, that's at the end of this. There's several peacocks of different colors, you know, that strut their stuff and spread. And it's the last one. So it's coming up. But I was kind of blown away when I saw it, because I've never, I've seen lots of different colors, the green and the yellow and the red, and then there's kind of the rainbow ones. Hey, that one, back it up. And I know it's the last one in the video, but somehow we missed it. But Nathan says there's a red one, there was a green one, red, the white one. The white ones are gorgeous. There's a green one. And there, look at this one. You went past it really fast, but it does spread. There we go. So on our screen here, but isn't that amazing, Nathan? It's brown. Mm-hmm. It's really dark brown peacock, completely brown.
Yeah, I'm used to like the primary colors on them, you know, blue, yellow, and red.
And you can see the eyes on the feathers. The blue little green eyes are on the brown feathers, but the rest of the whole bird, all the feathers and the body, it's all brown. Anyway, very strange. Okay, so anyway, there's some interesting stuff going on Facebook. Now, it is the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and energy seeing, feng shui, personal awareness coaching, and basic psychic medium stuff with Natasha Venter. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. And we are in the middle of a phone call with Jen down in SeaTac, who, is a client of mine that I've seen now twice, but actually I kind of now think of her more as a friend than a client. It was such a strong connection. Anyway, so welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thank you.
And for those of you, if anybody just joining us, Jen's family lives around here, and she was very concerned about their dog Zen. But that is basically because her husband Jesse, who had suffered greatly with physical disease and illness all of his life, took his own life here very recently, just in the last month. Services were last Saturday. So Jen is still, very much in the process. I was down to make sure that Zenny, the dog, was okay and help them understand the connection with that. We did a lot of clearing and going. So Jen, before Natasha gets going again, how have you been since I saw you?
I took definitely up and down. Okay. Which I guess is probably normal. I just have really beautiful, special moments with really close friends and family and even with Jesse. And then I have really tragic, sad moments.
Yeah. 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 I know you've been just powerfully on my mind and very much in my prayers, all of you, since I've seen you. But now, how were the services? Did that all go well last weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was absolutely beautiful. There were probably over 100 people. Uh-huh. We got to do a really spiritual thing at Bonnie Watson Memorial. It started at the mausoleum. Mm-hmm. And then we did a processional to the epitaph where we're going to have him and his mom and we got to do his favorite music. And Stephen Marley, It's All Right, which was a beautiful tribute to him. And then we went to the Eagles Hall to do the Celebration of Life.
And, wonderful.
You know, we had good food, drinks, socialization, and then people talked for over an hour.
Wow.
To give tribute to
That's
Jesse.
Wonderful. Well, I just know you've been on my mind, and I almost called you several times, but I kept getting home so late, and I wanted to call you yesterday, but I got home way too late. I've had marathon sessions. But I'm glad you're hanging in there. And now I'm assuming, you just want Natasha to continue with just the general stuff and you and Zen. And are you interested in checking on Jesse, I'm sure, because it sounds like you continue to be in touch.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Natasha, just you can take over again here.
Appreciate that. So what I'm seeing, Sweet, is that you I want you to know that, as you're strong, remember that grief has so many different layers. And I want to give yourself permission to be whatever that is. And when the anger pops up, be with it when you can. I know that there's going to be times where, like for me, when I've had to go through my grief, sometimes I had to say, can you just wait a minute? I need to drive through this intersection, then I'll get through you. Then I'll get to you. You know what I mean? So, let things come when they are meant to come, because it's part of the process, and it's okay to be very pissed off. Okay. And I'm not saying that you always will be. There is greatness. And I know that I can see in you that there's this part of you that totally understands this process and what has happened. I really can honor you for that. And I want you to know that you are honored for that. But there's that thing about the humanness that we have to go through the grief process. And I want to give you that understanding that, it is part of that process. What I'm getting is that your loving husband vibrationally had a very high vibration body energy wise. And so that's why it was burning out so quickly. And that's why he struggled so much. It was that part of that, his digestive system wasn't able to digest a lot of what he was going through in his life. And so with that, the vibration of his intestines and all that was like just basically short circuiting. It's kind of like sticking your finger in a light socket type feeling to me. Mm. And so he was just so challenged, and his mind, and I'm going to call it depression is the language I want to put to this, was so overwhelming because of he couldn't get that breath feeling in him, especially the last couple of years. And there was nothing to do with anything outside of him that was totally what he was living inside of him. And so that was more his focus when he did that, even though his love, oh my gosh, the love I feel for him from him is so immense that he had for you. And it was almost like his pain was so much that he was feel like he was putting it on you guys. Does that make sense?
100%.
Yeah. So, and what I'm getting is that your wonderful puppy is like my puppy, that it's like an open book. So whatever energy that puppy is in is what is evolved with the dog, right? So like if I have somebody who's very energetic around, my dog is really energetic. If there's somebody depressed, very low, very tired, we'll go lay on the bed. And this is the way I see your pup.
Zen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so with that I want you to know that it's not a reflection on who you should be. If you see your dog being low, it's just a recognition that, okay, wait a minute, I'm low too. It's okay that you're low. I want you to know that. It's okay that you're low. If you see your dog low, it's okay that you're low. Because you're not necessarily putting your energy on your dog, but he is a reflection of you. And it's just, he wants you to know that he's just going to mirror you.
Okay.
So if you are low, it's just that, okay, I'm low. I'll light a candle and I'll be with it. You know, it's a reference on saying it's okay to be who you are at that moment.
Yeah. Now let me just interject here, because I think what I hear you say, Natasha, it's really important for people to understand. When we have tremendous loss and stuff in our life, we need to go through the emotional process.
Yes.
You can't go over, under, around. You've got to feel it and you got to release it in some way and experience it. But we are taught, you know, how many times we got to pull up our big boy and big girl pants and we got to play the part. And sometimes that's necessary. We know
it
we have to get it together. But we then think there's something wrong with us when we are low, or we feel the anger come up, or the grief and all of that. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to hear what Natasha is saying. That's part of the process, and it actually is a good thing. When you stuff and suppress negative emotional energy, it is an energy, and it stays in your body, and it wreaks havoc, and that's what causes disease and illness and all that stuff. So we need to feel it and move it out. I was there, Jen, I showed you and told you about the grief book that I think is the best little primer, Good Grief Rituals by Elaine Childs Gowell, who was local in this area. And it's a fabulous little book, and takes you through the whole stages. And when Natasha was talking about, you know, all of a sudden the grief's overwhelming, or the anger and I'm at the stoplight and you got to say, wait a minute till I finish this drive. She's got a really good technique in that book as to how to put it on hold for a while so you can carry on with your life. But remember, it's not about acting big and being and going through this without the emotion. The emotional part and feeling it and moving through it is so important. And I did, that was one of the things I wanted to call you about. I did just Google it online because the book's out of print. There are a ton of used copies, for less than $10 online.
Oh, great.
That you can get easily. Just Google the name and the author that I gave you, and it will come up. Good Grief Rituals, Elaine Childs Gowell.
Perfect.
Okay. All right, go ahead. And you take over again, Natasha. I just wanted to bring that in. But to emphasize, and the other thing I want to, since I brought you out of that, I don't ever remember you, Natasha, being as hooked into a call like this, because I'm seeing and a feeling your emotion with this. So, but I've not seen you get that on the surface emotional when you're reading something. And I don't know if it's just never come up before or what, but you feel like you're really feeling this one.
Yeah, I do get this way, and I do, because it's the honor. It's the moment of just total honor of where things are at. And so that's what I'm working with. But what I do when I have my grief moments, and believe me, I've had them. I haven't lost my husband, but I came close several times. But I've lost many beings around me, loving beings. And so what I do when I have those grief moments, I treat grief like it's a friend, and it's this energy next to me. And what I do is, like, in a conversation, sometimes when we have these friends with us, we got to tell them, please wait a minute. I have a thought I need to finish. Right. And so if you can ask that friend, that grief, whoever that is, if it's anger, if it's sadness, if it's whatever, and you're in a moment where you're at, ask that energy to say, just wait a minute. I honor you. Let me get through whatever language you can have at that moment, because sometimes you're just in the moment and you only can say what you can say. But it's kind of like when we have a kid who wants to speak up and we have to finish something, right? What do you do with them? You honor them enough to say, just a minute, let me get through this, and I will honestly listen to you when I can get a chance. And so it's kind of like that child that you still want to listen to. When you get that time, when you get in the house, honor that emotion, honor where you're at. Just say, okay, now it's time to let you go. You know, it's time to let you, whatever you need to say, say it. And I know for me, sometimes I've just pulled over in a parking lot and just
cried or something, screamed.
Cried or pounded my fist on the steering wheel, turned on my rap music just to get that energy out of me, because I couldn't do anything else but do that moment. And but then it's like I got myself together because that the cork got blown off.
Yeah.
And then I can sit there with that moment and that energy. And that's the thing about grief that people don't, that I think we don't give ourselves honor for, is that it's like a cork. There's cork. It has to blow its cork. It has
you have
know,
to release
like a pressure cooker.
You have
to let it release.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of come back to, I don't want to call it neutrality, but a new normalcy, because this kind of grief that we go through, it's a new normal for us. And it's finding out that new normal of ourselves, because we find out, and I'm going to say, Jen, you are a very strong woman. And I want you to know that and you have a child. So remember how you were strong right after the child. And then there's these times that kind of came up after your adrenaline kind of wore off.
Right.
Okay. I want you to honor yourself during that adrenaline drop.
Okay.
Okay. And so honoring that moment for yourself. But I want to go back to, please look at your dog not as a victim of your emotions, but a mirror of, okay, this is where I'm at. Because sometimes when we get into survival mode, we forget to look at who we are in the moment. And your dog is going to be your teller for you when you're in that survival mode and you're not really connected with who you are at that moment. Does that make sense?
Total sense. Yeah.
Okay.
So with that, and please remember that, feed this grief with love and appreciation, light candles. Remembering that if food is not necessarily an importance, your body still needs food. So please, if anything, you know, grab those quick foods that are more healthy for you to eat, like a healthier granola bar or something that you can replenish your adrenals and your knowings, because this is a time that...
So don't eat junk food.
Well, you're going to eat... it's part of the survival, but I'm just asking you to have those quick foods that you can honor yourself, because your loving husband is so... There's no words, really. I'm sorry, but yet he is there supporting you, loving you. He reminds me of my dad. I was ready to have my first child when my dad died, and I was 6 weeks away. And he spent those 6 weeks with me in my home, supporting me and showing me love and showing me that I wasn't alone and doing that kind of stuff. And that's the role that your husband is playing. That now his angelic body, or his angelic soul, is not necessarily any more tethered by that hurtful body.
So you can say that Jesse is doing great on the other side, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
That he's, well, and we all know, you know, it's only the physical body that dies, the soul's eternal. But, you know, he shed that old, the body that was broken and causing all the pain. So he doesn't have that anymore. But a lot of times, sometimes the souls are not as present and they're doing a lot of work
on
the other
side. No, he was an awakened soul.
Right. So that's what I wanted to confirm, because sounds like he's been present almost immediately and continuously,
yes.
And you're confirming all of that. He
yes.
was of high enough vibration and high enough evolved soul that he could stay present and be here and support his family. So all of the communication that's going on and all of the things they're feeling, it's all legitimate. It's really happening. He's there. He's helping you through all of this. And he's just great. Now, I think we've also established that Zen is, the dog is good, but he's like kind of an empathetic sponge, and it's kind
yeah.
of like your mirror. And so he will, as we talked about, Jen, he's going to reflect back where you're at the time, and there really isn't a right or a wrong or a good or a bad to it. But if he sinks into the you know, you get to the fact that you're really concerned about him, it means you got to be concerned
about
you, and you got to take care of
you. Or one of the family members.
Yeah.
Who
so
isn't
you or somebody in the family.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so
good point.
Does that yeah. make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, I think what I'm getting is the family all has a deeper understanding of what is happening. But there's still this human aspect that we got, that us who are enlightened also need to remember we have a human part of us that goes through the grief process. And to honor those moments, those 3, the 6, the 9, the year moments, the first going throughs, the first year is about survival. The second year is about acknowledgement. And so with that, that when we go through that second year of acknowledgement, oh, this is the, you know, you go through the first year of, oh, this is the first, you know, Christmas without, this is the first, but there's the second one where you kind of go through with, oh, they're really not here. You know, and there's that, it's a different kind of acknowledgement where the first year is more survival. I'm going to get through this first Christmas. I'm going to get through the first birthday. I'm going to get through, you know, so it's that part of the process. And I want to honor you through that. And if you need more help, I can do a private session with you.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. And Natasha's available for off air stuff. Because I know we've got another caller waiting. We've got a lot to get to, but I wanted to also make sure, Natasha, looking at the house and particularly the shed in the backyard, have we done a sufficient amount of clearing there? Is there more that needs to be done? I mean, tell her on that level so we've covered all the bases?
Yes. Have you put tobacco into the shed yet?
Tobacco? No. Yeah.
Okay, so tobacco.
Sometimes that's used for smudging, isn't it, Natasha? Is that what you're talking about?
It is. Tobacco, when you lay tobacco on the land, it is a way of honoring. And I would go to even a reservation to get the tobacco, so it has a different intention. And it's about, and I would put in some different herbs, like I'm getting rosemary, I'm getting sage, I'm getting like a mixture, tobacco sage. You know, you make up a mixture, and you literally lay it on the floor with rose petals, and that's the mixture I'm kind of getting. You'll get one more mixture of herbs that needs to come in because you're very intuitive about this. And I would get a, and then put it in a basket and let it be blessed. Mother Mary wants to bless it for you. And let it sit for a minute in neutrality with Mother Mary blessing it. And then when you get that feeling, maybe with the full moon coming up in 2 weeks. So let it sit, you know, gather the herbs, gather the rose petal, gather the tobacco, and then put it in a basket. Let it sit until the full moon. And then at the full moon, walk out in kind of a ritual. If you and your family want to do this, go out and lay the herbs on the floor if you can, and let it sit there until basically it doesn't need to be there anymore, and you feel like that it needs to be cleansed. Because I feel like that there was I'm not saying that your husband did the scar, but there's something about the energy of that shed beforehand, and then this added to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Does that help?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah,
and if you
ritual.
Need to email me and I can communicate or call me, text me 360-770-7486 and we can communicate more about this.
Yep. So Annie, for Jen or anyone that wants to work with Natasha or contact her off the air, website is angelicclarifications.com. Angelicclarifications.com. Her phone number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And for Jen and anyone else, she does 2 podcasts during the week, Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So you go to her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC, I believe.
Yep.
And 4 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays for her podcast. So, Jen, have we covered enough bases for you?
Thank you so, so much. This was very therapeutic and healing. I appreciate your love and support, all of you, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
All righty.
Okay. And remember, those angels are not leaving you, my dear. They're not going to leave you for a while, okay?
They're my home angels. They're here.
They are here. They are there. They're going to transform with you.
Wonderful.
They're going to transform with you.
And I've got you in my prayers every day. And call me if you need anything.
I will. Okay.
And then remember, next month, second Sundays, Dr. Nils and Linda. You can call in every month for a while if you need to. And the third Sunday, of course, Natasha's here, so we can you can call for a check-in and see how everything's going next month, the third Sunday. Okay?
Thanks, Natasha. Thanks, Auntie Martha.
Thank you. Alrighty. Blessings to you.
God bless.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, I think we need to take care of advertisers, don't we? And then we have another phone caller waiting.
We'll have Cindy and Sultan.
Oh, we got Cindy. Great. Okay, so Natasha, put your chicken hat on and your cat hat and all of that. She's got great stories. All right. So Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Of course, we heard from our wonderful healer, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Website is healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone evaluation if you'd like to chat with him about your animal friends. And boy, he put out a wonderful compilation video today. This morning, anyway, I had a chance to look at it a little bit this morning, and the title was something about how old is too old to heal, and it's all about old, mostly old dogs and an old cat in there, you know, that were crippled and hard walking and all of that, and it's their journeys and watching them all. You know, everybody's given up on these old ones, and they find Nels, and by golly, they get rejuvenated, and they're walking. Anyway, it's a really, really hope-generating video for our older dog friends. So you can go to Nels Rasmussen on YouTube and find that and all his other before and after videos, which are great. And he'd like you to go through the website for a free phone consultation, and so that's Healing Ministry. ministryforanimals.com. Fill out the contact information, tell him you want to talk, he'll arrange a phone call. And the do-it-yourself program's on the homepage. It's only $50, which is amazing. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, we are going to go back to our phone caller, and we're heading up out to Salton. And Cindy, welcome to Animal World.
Sounds like we might need to give her a call back here, get her on a different line.
Yep, that doesn't sound so good. Now, I know she's been having some trouble with reception.
I think we're having trouble with that line again here. So, Stacy, are you able to give Cindy a call back here? All right, Cindy, we're going to give you a call back here in just a second. Just so go ahead and stay by your phone, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Okie dokie. So we will wait on that. And Natasha, while we're waiting on getting Cindy back on the line, you know, we talked a little bit about some astrology stuff. And, you know, I tell you, it just seems like Mercury didn't go direct. And it just seems like it's been the same old thing all week long, including today and getting you here on the air. So what the heck's going on with that? You said, I think you said something about we're still in the shadow energy, or is there other stuff? Yeah. What's going on?
It did go direct this last week. And then now it's that shadow getting it back into scenario. But like I was saying, that the last 2 years we've had Mercury in retrograde coming into the new year. And so I always kind of get the understanding that whatever's happening kind of towards the new year is a transformation to help us move through the year. And so Mercury in retrograde was part of that process. And so I'm kind of feeling like that's just kind of going to be the year of how we need to
negotiate.
The
whole year is going to be like this?
No, not necessarily, but it's how do we move through it? Like for me, you know, like I sat on, you know, I was ready at 40 to go on, and I was logged on and ready to go at 40 to
oh,
the
you mean,
hour.
Oh, 20 minutes 20 to 9, you're way ahead of time, but we couldn't get you on until 5 minutes after the show started or something.
I ended up smudging. I ended up clearing. I ended up turning my Wi-Fi off and coming back on, because even my phone wouldn't work on mobile data. So there was something that I was meant to. And basically, if you want to use the word, you know, turning off my Wi-Fi and turning it back on, was I needed to reset. I needed to reboot the system. But I almost needed to reboot my system.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
So how do I reboot my system? And so that's basically just saying, okay, here I am. I'm done with what's happening. I'm going to restart. And that's kind of the mode where we're almost need to be in this year, because
I think literally
so
because we're rebooting Cindy right now. Okay. So that's a perfect alignment with what's going on right now. So let's hope that we can get a clear reboot with Cindy so we can
talk
to
her. And it's a new moon. We had a new moon on Friday. So new moons are about renewing.
Okay. We're getting a thumbs up from Nathan. So let's see if our reboot's been successful. So Cindy, there? Are you there?
Much better than last time. Couldn't improve, but it's pretty good.
All right, wonderful. So Cindy out in Salton, and if you haven't heard her before, Cindy is has a service dog, Emily, and is out in kind of the middle of nowhere on some acres, and a feral cat she calls Crystal, who sometimes is her reincarnated Lucky, so Crystal Lucky. But anyway, Crystal is feral that she trapped and got her spayed and has been working on integrating her into the family. And then we've had chicken problems, and one of her chickens got beat up, and so Cindy had to save her life and move her into the house. So she named that chicken after her deceased mom. So Darlene is the house chicken. And then Cindy, Natasha, I think, you know, I don't know if Cindy had the babies, but she had ordered babies, I think, last month when we talked. Well, the babies are here. And they sent her a free one, which she thinks is a rooster, and she named that one Rolf after her deceased father. So now we have Darlene and Rolf in the house, and the other babies, and Crystal the kitty. Natasha, you'll be amazed. She's moving in. But anyway,
she is. Congratulations.
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. So anyway, catch us up, Cindy, on the details and what you want Natasha to tune in with and for and all that.
One thing is, I don't know how long it's been, it's probably been about 2-3 weeks ago now, she got a big cat, what might have been one of her babies, attacked her and bit her.
Oh, that's right. Crystal, there was a lot of yowling going on outside, and Cindy went out, and I think you saw a great, big, huge, like, tabby-type cat off somewhere, and Crystal was freaked out. And I think she hid for quite a while, and then she wanted in the house. And I think since then you've determined that she did in fact get wounded, looked like bite wounds on her rear legs, and but she seems to be taking care of them okay. Did you want Natasha? Can you take a look at that and Crystal's rear end and all that stuff? And what else did you want to know about that, Cindy?
Well, one of them is a cat bite on the upper tail, but then she's got one on her lower leg. I think it's like a twice the size of a pimple eraser. I think that's a different situation. I'm not sure.
So are all the wounds she have related to that one cat fight, Natasha, or you think there's more going on?
I'm getting raccooned.
Oh. Oh, could you have seen a raccoon and not a cat?
No.
I feel like that there was two different incidences. One was this cat.
So Cindy's right. The wounds are two different situations.
Yes.
Okay.
You got the one from the raccoon first, right?
Yes, I'm getting that. And then this one cat, and I don't get that this, was it her baby? I'm not getting it. It's another cat that's coming in.
So it's not related to Crystal.
It's not related. Okay. No.
Okay. That would explain it, because I wouldn't think it would be one of her offspring.
No.
So this is somebody else.
And it's trying to take over the territory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what she wants inside.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that, you know, like even my cat, who's been pretty feral, you know, not and outside was more safer. Now I'm getting the sense that when she's getting freaked out, my cat, she's coming in. So there's something that switched in the last like year with these animals, that they're finding out that as humans, and you're probably seeing more videos that more humans are coming to us humans for safety. And so there's a switch that kind of went over that I didn't foresee coming in when I was talking to you earlier, that there's this switch that has happened in the universe.
Yeah, because she really, Crystal, now she's pretty much, Cindy, she's staying in the house at night all night, right?
Yeah.
And Natasha, she's starting to wander around the house. She went back and had a little nose-to-nose with Rolf, the chicken, and around. And didn't you say, was it yesterday or, you know, when you were in your bedroom brushing your teeth, she wandered into the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's starting to feel more and more secure.
Oh, and Cindy can pet her now, and what? And she rolled over and bellied up and wanted you to rub her belly, right?
Yeah, she's like a dog. It was like a cat.
So
congratulations!
Really amazing. What's going on?
Good job doing the work.
So, anything else about Crystal you want to know?
No, that was all about not for Crystal, but all the older adult chickens are white. And there's one of my colmas is clean because she's clean, and all three other ones are dirty. Are the three dirty ones the ones that have been mean?
Oh, wait a minute. We're talking about, now Cindy has two groups of chickens. She's got the outdoor in the, you know, chicken coop, which are the one, and they're the all white chickens. And they're the ones that beat up Darlene, and the reason Cindy had to save her and bring her in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking about those adult chickens outside in the coop, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you said one of them stays clean and the other ones are kind of dirty? Is that what you said?
That one's I call her Mrs. Clean or Mrs. White.
And
are the three dirty ones the ones that were picking on Darlene?
Are the three dirty ones the ones that were picking on Darlene? Do you know? Natasha?
I'm getting a feeling that yes.
So yes, I got the three dirty ones. Mrs. Clean could probably live with Darlene and the new baby?
No.
Okay. Now, the good news is that Cindy's, there's a place out in Monroe that Cindy's found that if you have chickens that are retired or you don't need them anymore, don't want them, you can take them there and then other people adopt them. So Cindy's thinking about taking that whole group of the white ones that beat up on Darlene. That's what I'm saying. I was waiting to hear if you were going to say that.
Yeah.
She's thinking about taking all the older ones and we'll donate them, let somebody else have them. And then Darlene could have all the babies and they could all move in together in the outside pen. And would Darlene and the babies all be able to have a happy ever after family like Cindy's used to having with her chickens?
What I'm seeing now, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Unless some shifts, that looks good.
Yeah, exactly. And I also sent you, Martha, a Facebook post about how that there was a post. I get these posts and usually it's the universe telling me things. And there's a woman who says, if your chickens are getting picked on, spray oil that is good for animals. It's like orange or lemon oil. you spray it on the spot that's getting picked on, and that's supposed to...
Oh, they'll leave it alone.
And they're supposed to leave it alone. I texted you the link about a week ago.
Oh, I didn't
get
that.
So I've been these things, it's been amazing how these things have been popping up for me. The universe is really working with me in supporting the people that I love. And so that to help in those negotiations, you have to be logged into Facebook in order to see it. But you know, yeah, I do see, Cindy, that this is a whole new opportunity for you to negotiate a more balanced life with your chickens. Yeah, I would, but I would get rid of, I would shift that whole pack or the whole, you know, the whole clan in one clan moment because of the fact that they are basically all together. They've kind of figured out how to live with each other and they've kind of gotten their story. And so with that, change the whole clan story and get a whole new clan to create a new story is what I'm getting.
All right. That'll be easy to do. Just making.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations on your wonderful kitty there, that Crystal. That is so amazing that you have your friend again.
I'm amazed. I'm sometimes, Natasha, blown away by what Cindy's able to accomplish with the animal. But it's amazing what she's done with Crystal and the transformation in her and the bonding that's going on. I mean, it's quite miraculous. And she even jumped in your truck, didn't she?
Yeah,
She jumped in the cab of the truck.
That's so.
You know, but Lucky used to travel with her, you know, so anyway, but it's amazing. So anyway, all right, sounds like all is good, Cindy, and you can rehome the older ones and we'll start over new with Darlene and the kids. And Rolf. Oh, is Rolf a rooster? Do you know that yet, Cindy?
No idea.
Okay.
I can't.
Natasha, is Rolf a rooster? Can you tell?
No.
Are all
right
the
now.
Babies female?
Yeah,
and one...
I would say look at his feathers. I've been seeing posts on chickens lately for you, and I've been and I guess the roosters have no tails, where the hens have tails.
They're just starting to feather out, so I'll take a look and see if I can see any difference.
Yeah, the females are more prone to get feathers earlier than the roosters is what I'm getting.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I meant. For some reason you've been calling enough that the Facebook posts have been coming through for chickens for me.
Well, so. I've gotten some too. I've posted some that I've shared with her, but Natasha, I just need to tell you I did not get that link and I just checked my texts from you again. I didn't get it, so you're going to need to send me it again.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I think Cindy, all sounds good. So thanks for calling Animal World. All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We better catch up with advertisers, right, Nathan, before we run out of time.
Yes, ma'am.
So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from Natasha Venter during that segment, and Natasha is available to work with you off the air. You know, she's here the third Sunday of every month, but you got a much better feel for, you know, the kind of work that she does do, you know, listening to the call with Jen and with Cindy. And, you know, we've really been able to take advantage of Natasha's help in deciding what to do with the feral cat and the chickens and all that kind of stuff. So if you need help from Natasha, you can check her out through her website, angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. You can find her and listen to her podcasts. Someone I ran into this last week, I remember them mentioning that they listened to your podcasts and really enjoyed them. So
Well,
we do have
you.
Listeners that are tuning in. And Natasha's podcasts are Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 p.m., mm-hmm. And your YouTube, you find her on YouTube, Natasha Venter AC for Angelic Clarifications. And then if you just want to call and talk to her to schedule something, you certainly can. Phone number is 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All righty then. Then we also heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, is the Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. It's a fabulous location, great energy. And you can see her in person, so you can be in the gong room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and get your chiropractic stuff. And man, she is incredible. And she can also work with you remotely, but check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-7487. 206-706-7487. All righty then. And of course, you know, you heard about me, and just so you know, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with you privately in your home, I'm pretty much caught up. So I actually have available time. I can work with you relatively soon. So if you've got problems with your dog friends and you think Aunt Martha can help you, call me. I always talk to you for free on the phone and delighted to discuss what's going on. I can let you know if I can help and then how I work and what's involved. And if you want to work with me, you can hire me and we'll set it up. And I should be able to see you relatively soon. So give me a call at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. So I'm assuming that our phone lines are now clear. All right. So we are going to chat our way through the last few minutes here of this hour. We're going to get on the love train one more time to get our exercise and sending love around the world. And then we've got another full hour to go. And we, of course, can take more of your phone calls. But I think we're going to do a travel show for a while when we get back. I mean, I've got a few things on my list. Well, I definitely need to check with Natasha on some things. I've got an important current events going on, so I'm thinking maybe that when we start the 11 o'clock hour, we'll get current events taken care of, because there's another big event besides Bark in the Park coming up that first weekend of June. So we'll talk about all of that. And then I think we'll start a travel show, and we'll let Stacy take us.
The flight got delayed here.
What?
We're getting a call coming in.
Oh, well, it was not going to be till after the hour. Well, then okay. You're right. If we have a caller, of course, we have to honor our callers, take priority. But eventually we're going to Monaco, because and hearing about all of the wonderful places and stuff that she went. So we'll surrogately travel a bit and hopefully cover the rest of the bases.
Martha, if I can make something clear that, you know, with Cindy, I want people to understand that being intuitive, you know, I get a snapshot of what the energy is now, you know, and I was even talking to someone, I was in a fair yesterday, and I was even talking to someone else who's intuitive, and they're like going, gosh, it's so hard to read the energies for the future because time is changing so fast. And things are changing so fast, animals to humans to, and it's, I tune to the energies of the now about sometimes six times in a day, just because things are shifting and changing so much. So I want to honor Cindy through her work, because she has done tremendous work. And, you know, and I do want to guide the best I can in the energies of what I see now.
Yeah, and any good, you know, really good intuitive psychic medium time people, they read the energy as it is right now. Mm-hmm. Now, they can go forward and look at the energy, but the energy they see now and forward is based on what's going on now and what is going to happen.
Exactly.
But it's all changing so fast that what she's saying is that, you know, it might not be accurate when you get there, because things are changing. So things pretty much in an upheaval. And the only thing you can really be sure of is what's going on right now, this moment.
And it's teaching us to be in the moment now. And that's basically what's happening, is we're learning to be in the moment right now.
And speaking of that, it's time for Love Train. Woohoo! Time for our dancing and exercise. Get our energy going for the rest of the day. And we do that by getting up and jumping on the Love Train, dancing around a bit and spreading the love all over the planet. So I remember that dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join the Love Train, because I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.